The members of the 2023 North Carolina General Assembly will be sworn in January 11th, a national swing towards state political power and a Republican supermajority in the Senate and state Supreme Court will underpin the next legislative session. BPR spoke to North Carolina politics expert Chris Cooper, head of the Public Policy Institute at Western Carolina University, about the upcoming year.
We are going to see a lot of new faces, and a lot of new faces in particular in the West. So the Buncombe County Democratic delegation, at least, so the Democrats in Buncombe County in the House, they're really all new. I mean, Caleb Rudow was in for a small amount of time last session, but really we've got three, for all intents and purposes, new members on the Democratic House side from Buncombe County. So we're seeing a whole lot of new members. And statewide, really, we're seeing a whole lot of new members. So as we look at our congressional delegation, some of the freshmen that came in, you may notice a whole lot of those actually came from our General Assembly. So clearly those seats were opened up. Example of that, of course, in the West, where Chuck Edwards is now representing the 11th Congressional District in Congress. Well, his seat, of course, became open in the General Assembly, and so we got somebody else in there. So we got new faces, but we have many of the same policies that we've been talking about for the last few years.
Here in Western North Carolina during the election, Republicans won big. Can you remind folks where we stand after the midterms?
Yeah, that's right. This was a great year to be a Republican in Western North Carolina, as long as you don't live in Buncombe County. And that was really, I mean, just true throughout the region. And statewide, right now, the Republicans have what's called a supermajority, but just in one chamber. So in the Senate, they have enough votes by getting just their delegation to override the governor's veto. They're a couple of votes away from that on the House side, though. So they are close to a supermajority, but not quite there.
On a national level, following the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court, we've really seen a shift in national politics to sending more power back to the states to say, hey, you make the decision on these issues. Abortion was a big one. Are there any other issues like that that you're thinking about as we head into this new legislative session?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, state politics is really where the action is in American politics right now. So abortion is a great example of that, where they devolve power to the states. In terms of redistricting, some of the previous federal court decisions have said, look, we're out of this game, states. Y'all handle it yourselves. When it comes to Medicaid expansion, it's really a state-level decision at this point. The framework or the structure was set up by the federal government. States get to decide whether to opt in or out. So across the country, all 50 states, state politics is becoming more important. What that means here in North Carolina is that the state legislature has become more important. So we've had three different constitutions in the state of North Carolina. Across all three, we have been a legislature-first state. The governor just doesn't really have that much institutional power. You add to that that in North Carolina, local governments don't really have a lot of power. We're not a home rule state where localities can kind of do whatever they want to do. So what that means is that the General Assembly, which is now controlled, not quite supermajority Republican, but overwhelmingly Republican, is unquestionably the most powerful body in our state and one of the most powerful bodies in the country.
Is there anything else that you really have your eye on in this upcoming session?
There are questions about sports betting that are likely to come up. Medical marijuana will probably come up again. So it's going to be an action-packed legislative session, and we haven't even talked yet about the budget. So this is a long session, and what that means traditionally is this is when we also get a new budget. So a lot to watch in Raleigh.
That was Chris Cooper, head of the Public Policy Institute at Western Carolina University. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.